This is Ted Kennedy. George Bush can get the best in health care. Other Americans should, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, we have the best medical system in the world, for the privileged few. But for the vast majority of Americans, we have the worst health care system of any industrial nation. It's also the most expensive system. We're paying more and more for health care and getting less and less value. George Bush can get good health care. So can you and I, Al. Congress takes care of itself. But 34 million Americans have no health insurance. Another 60 million have insurance that even the Reagan administration said was inadequate. Democrats have a plan to change all that. It's called Health America, and it has two key features: basic health insurance for all Americans and strict controls on costs. Health care, Al, it's the number one domestic issue for the 90s. How can you and the Bush administration just stand there doing nothing?
Do nothing? I was wondering when you're going to tell the gentle listeners how this plan would soak employers and small business with a new 8% tax. Ted, right now, 85% of Americans are pretty well taken care of by some form of health insurance. Our job is not to build some new system, but to make certain the other 15% get the benefits they deserve. Your plan forces a company to cover workers or pay into federal health insurance. This play-along-or-pay-up blackmail scheme by you Democrats targets employers big and small without a thought about driving some guys right out of business. Besides not having insurance, the workers won't even have a job. Democrat capitalism. Ted, the art of politics is painted by using all of the colors of possibility. Stop trying to whitewash reality and calling it your masterpiece. Back to paint by numbers for you, pal. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on how the lesson of Saddam's Scud missile should convince us to build SDI. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.